Kovas Halvadas, Monday night, Shara Bitochon, page Kuf Mem Beis. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 lines from the bottom. He's talking about someone that does too little hishtadlus, what we call hishtadlus. He calls it being masasik in the sibos. And someone that does too little is the equivalent of someone crossing a highway with his eyes closed. He's not doing what he's supposed to do. What will happen to him is dependent on the Gzeiros Hashem. But he's doing something wrong, and it's very possible that the consequence that occurs is a consequence of his bechira to violate the Ratzon Hashem. You might not call it an aveira, technically, but it's a violation of the Ratzon Hashem. He makes very clear at the end of Perek Gimel that this is Tzivui Hashem, and if you do it, in fact, he makes a promise at the end of Perek Gimel, you probably don't remember. He makes a promise, he says, very, so to speak, a promise at the end of Perek Gimel. He says, if you do your hishtadlus lishma, it will not spoil your bitachon. Don't worry. In other words, you could do, and you can do what you got to do, and do it b'meretz, and do it properly. But if you do it with the understanding, as I said, it's not 75-25 now, but it's 100, and I'm going through the motions because that's what Hashem wants, and I'm doing it because it's the Tzivui Hashem, then you don't have to worry. It won't spoil your bitachon because it's not at cross purposes with your bitachon. You've compartmentalized it and you've put it in its proper place. I don't really think it's up to me. I don't really think that my efforts will be success or failure because of my efforts or because of the effort I put into it. So therefore, it's not at cross purposes. So I'm explaining what he says. He says it won't spoil your bitachon. I'm explaining why. Because if you have the right attitude, so it's not, you're not living with that. Most of us live with that constant tension. How should I do it? Hashem, like this. You know, because, again, we assume subconsciously that hishtadlus means Hashem leaves 25% up to us. But that's not the case. Anyway, he compares it even to suicide, and he calls it leitnasus Hashem aleichem. He says you're violating the law of testing Hashem. You have no right to test Hashem. If I'm supposed to live 70 years, let's see you make me live 70 years, even if I decide not to get a job and not to buy food and not to eat food. Come on, I'm challenging you. So, you know, leitnasus Hashem aleichem. Ki lo yimolek b'puloseilu bechad mishnei dvarim. One of two things are going to happen. This is a guy jumping off the roof, committing suicide, or not doing enough hishtadlus, which he compares it to. We are now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom on page Kuf Mem Beis. Oh, Sheyovad, splat. Guess what? He jumped off a roof. And, he's now dead. V'nimtza Shehareg Asatzmo, he killed himself. Just like Reuven can kill Shimon. We see Reuven killing Shimon, so Reuven can kill himself. And that's an Aveira. V'hu nidrash al kach, k'mi shehorag zuloso mibnei adam. He'll be just as answerable for his actions as if he killed someone else. Yod alei sertzach. V'afal pi, even though shenasas misoso, but also often b'gzeres Hashem u'reshu so, even though he died at that moment, b'gzeiras Hashem, but Hashem, miyigrom harigos echad b'bnei adam, who amar lo sirtzach. He violated. He did a lav, so he has bechira. He did a lav, so he gets punished. He made a choice. How that stems? It's dizzying to think about it. How to make bechira and yediyah stem? How to make Gezeiros Hashem and my personal hishtadlus, how that always coincides and fits like a glove. These are why we say Ki Govu Shemayim Meoretz Ken Govu Machshavos Sayim Machshavos Eichem V'Darchei V'Darcheichem. You know, we get dizzy thinking about it, but this is one of the secrets of how Hashem runs the world. Okay, now he says an amazing, amazing point. He says, V'chol sheyi, he's talking about l'sirtzach, and he's saying now why suicide is more, is the worst l'sirtzach you can do. It's the worst l'sirtzach. Because he says, we find in the pasuk, V'chol sheyi ha'nera korol v'yuchuso asahoreg, the closer you are to your murder victim, the bigger avla you did, and the bigger onesh you get. Yeh onesh olav chomer yoser, k'moshen emery quotes a pasuk, al rotful b'cherev ochi v'shis ches rachamov. If it's someone you should, it's hard, you have to hear what he's saying. The avla is bigger. You say, well, I killed someone, man. Like, no. I mean, yes, but it's also to kill anyone. But the Chavis Halvavis is saying it's a bigger avla, and therefore you get a bigger onesh if you kill someone that you're friendly with, that trusts you, that you're close with. The Lundisha explanation of that, by the way, is that L'Sirtzach is Benodom L'Chaveiro. It's not Benodom L'Mokom, it's Benodom L'Chaveiro. I mean, every Benodom L'Chaveiro is Benodom L'Mokom also, of course. But L'Sirtzach is not like, don't eat chazer. It's like, you're not allowed to kill someone. So, if you dahear that and understand that, then it's entirely logical to say, so the isser is to ba'avil someone. You're doing the greatest avla possible, right? Lo sirtzach, right? Lo sinof is next, and right? And we go through till lo sachmod, which, why is that an avla? Okay. But lo sirtzach is like it. You know, it's the equivalent of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, right? Anochi Hashem Elokecha is Mokom, and Benodom HaChaveiro is L'Sirtzach, like, you offed him. Right? You know what that means. You know what he's L'Shainus. He's off. He doesn't exist anymore. Domo V'Dams Roroshov Tzokim Alaymeno Adoma, Hashem tells Kayin. You killed the guy, you know what you did? Like his whole... So it's an Avla Benodom HaChaveiro. If that's the case, so we would think, well, what's the avla? I killed him. So the Chaim Salvovitz is giving us an insight. It's an avla, and it's a bigger avla if it's someone you're close to, that you should be friendly, you know, and you killed someone close to you. Memele says, who are you closest to? You're closest to yourself. You are more responsible and more, you owe it to yourself to be alive. So you're doing the biggest avla when you kill yourself. B'chein ahorig es atzmo, chayev onesh kosher, page kuf mem gimel, the yisurin chamurin belis sofek, because he's doing the biggest avla, he's odom korav etzel atzmo, like the Gemara Sanhedrin says. He's closest to himself. And, l'fishu domo b'zeh le'eved, shechiyev el sarabo, lishmor mokom adzman mesuyim. An odom tells the eved, you know, stay here until 2 o'clock. The ziru milavu mimeno atchiyovo ilo v'shliach rabo, and make sure you stay there until I send for you. The chashanit milo sheboshesh hashliach, you think the guy's late, like with Moshe Rabbeinu the Egel. Although he left nebli sheyivoei v'shliach rabo, but as kasol avitul levomish chomer. The kacha horig esatzmo yotzim b'gvur mishmas Hashem el gvur miryo ba'avir atzmo l'sibas hakiloyim. Two things he's saying, mamish, two insights why suicide is more chomer than murder. First of all, because the closer you are to the person, the greater the avla of murder, and the more onesh, and therefore you're closest to yourself. And also he says in Bein Odom La'Mokom, it's the greatest possible, it's a tremendous rebellion against Hashem. Hashem tells you, stay here, right, till I call for you. And you went and you left your mishmar before the master called for you. Now, again, it's true that it doesn't happen and you're not successful unless there was a gezeirah that you should die at this moment. But again, this is always, you come back to your di and bechira. You didn't know that. You chose freely to commit suicide. Always, every aveira, it's your choice that It's your choice that incurs the onesh. Every effect you do is only successful because Hashem willed it. When I steal from you, it's also Hashem willed me. Hashem willed that you lose this and that I gain it. Through, so it's always my choice that deserves the onesh. So when he says here that I'm rebelling against my master when I commit suicide because my master told me to stay put and I'm leaving my mishmar, so he means in terms of my choice. Of course, Aliba the Emes, that's not what happened. Just like Aliba the Emes, when I steal from you, so I didn't really, really steal from you because you weren't supposed to have that money anyway, right? Because Hashem orchestrated the whole thing, but we don't look at things that way. Hashem gave a Torah, and we have free choice. Our free choice is in the realm of choosing to do good, choosing to do evil. As the Chaim Kalbovitz explains later on in Shaar Bitachon, choice is a very small part of our lives. It's the story of our lives, but it's only the choice. If not, everything's Hashem. Everything's Hashem, because if I'll be successful as Hashem, if it'll happen as Hashem, it'll only happen if there was a gzeira, it should happen. I choose, like, there's one area that Hashem indeed gave over to me. Not hishtadlus. Bechira. Hashem said, you choose what you're going to do. It happens to, it always matim with Hashem's gzeira. Don't worry about Hashem, he has it all worked out. Yes.
I understand why you kill yourself, why it's more not because you're responsible for yourself, and Hashem put that responsibility into your hands. I don't understand behind the closer the person is to you, the more chamer the punishment is.
You don't hear that concept? I could hear it if you see Losirtzach has been Odom Lachaveiro, and you say, I'm think of Hashem telling kind.
Yeah, you're more.
The closer you are, the more you've violated. The more you violated. The avla is more. The moral avla you violated a trust. You violated a relationship. You were friendly with him. You know him. You know what it's all about. And you betrayal. That's it. Very good word. That's the right word. The closer you are to someone, the more of a betrayal it is. So the biggest betrayal of all is the betrayal to yourself. Which, of course, is a good gist for a Musud's Rasha. Which you don't have to say suicide for that. It's just a great line for a Musud's Rasha. The greatest betrayal is the betrayal of yourself. Good line. Set that down. Put it in Outlook Messenger. Have it pop up in Errol. Okay, let's go a little weiter. Now he's getting back to Hishtadlus, and you're now at a dip below the line. And he says, "Lefika hatamot Shmuel hanavi olav shalom omer Hashem yisaleh eich elech v'shom ashol v'haragani." Famous Gemara brings it down in terms of it's not a violation of the rule of Shluchim Mitzvahim Nizaykin. Chavis Halvavos talks about it as Hishtadlus, basic Hishtadlus. He says, Hashem should have, like, I told you to go. Like, what do you mean? Like, what? I told you to go. But on Hashem lo zel lemigras bebitchono al Hashem. No, that Hashem told them to go. Go be Mosheach David as king. Now he has to figure out, how am I going to go? Am I going to go by donkey? Am I going to go by train, by plane, by car? How am I going to go? How am I going to carry out Hashem's shlichus? So it's legitimate to say, but if Shaul hears about it, he'll kill me, and I won't be able to do it. So he says, if that's legitimate, you see that a person has to take responsibility for his own actions. He has to figure out how to do things. He has to figure out how not to mess up. He can't say, if Hashem wants to mess up, I'll mess up. If Hashem doesn't want me to mess up, I won't mess up. I'll go to the job interview. I don't want to say on camp, because then they say, "Oh, you're allowed to shave in spirit, go to job interview." I don't want to get into that, right? So I'll go to the job interview. You know, I'll come late to work. Because if Hashem wants, I'll get fired. And if Hashem doesn't want, I won't get fired. So no, you have the responsibility of doing things in a way that they will be successful. And that's why it was entirely legitimate for Shmuel to turn to Hashem and say, like, how's this going to work?